Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. I've done a lot of shows about taking the COVID vaccine. I had a lot of people email me saying, why don't you do the opposite view? So this show is just that. We're talking to the whistleblower, the amazing Melissa McAtee, the former Pfizer manufacturing quality auditor. That's a title in itself. Good morning.
Good morning.
A manufacturing quality auditor. So you are the person that was at Pfizer who would do what?
I was in charge of overseeing all the processes of the plant. Me and my colleagues, we usually get assigned sections and they rotate every 2 weeks. We're in charge of getting lines started up and going by verifying their paperwork and protocols are all correct. We daily handle the medicine and inspect it visually and manually for defects and particulate matter. And we're responsible for pulling samples and we have a long job list.
While you were working at Pfizer, did you say to yourself, I wonder what's really in this vaccine?
Well, I was actually really excited at first when they told us that we were going to be making it. I was actually excited and so were all of my coworkers. Nobody was really skeptical about it. But my first red flag was the push for it from the government, which I'm a Christian. So any push from the government, I'm going to be suspicious about. But I still wasn't really against it. I was just waiting until we started producing it in our plant so that I could see it and see if there was anything sketchy surrounding the processes. Well, I got wind of a conspiracy theory, quote unquote, on the Stu Peters show that there was Luciferous or Luciferius in the vaccine. Well, that name alarmed me. And after looking into it, it said it was toxic in certain levels and that it was a glowing component, a glowing enzyme found in nature. So I emailed Albert Bourla directly, but he had me forwarded to the people who answer questions for him, I guess. And I said, you know, hey, I'm hearing that there's Luciferous in the vaccine. Is this true? And their response was no, Luciferous was used in testing, but is not contained in the final vaccine. And I was satisfied with that answer and I moved on. But then when we started actually manufacturing it and I was down there to see it, I was seeing one of the first batches of it come through and I walked into the room and saw it on a stainless steel table and it was glowing. It was emitting a blue fluorescent glow, but not all the time. It only did it when it was in a dark surrounding, not a light colored background. And I raised this concern to my supervisor, who was also vaccinated, and he was very upset about it, but didn't want to go see it because he was so upset about it. But no questions were ever answered as to why it was glowing, because I emailed them the day I found it glowing. And I said, and I responded to the email that they told me it wasn't in there. I responded to it and I said, hey, you guys told me that there wasn't Luciferous in this vaccine, but I'm noticing a blue fluorescent glow. Could you explain what that is if there isn't Luciferous in it? And they said, there isn't any glowing. Do you have any pictures? And now, as a quality auditor, I'm allowed to have my cell phone. I'm allowed to take pictures. But this was a trick question because COVID had tightened security and we weren't supposed to be taking pictures of it. That should also bother people. They tightened the security just around this vaccine when it's not even a controlled drug. It has the tightest security, as far as I'm concerned, almost right up there with the controlled, like hydromorphone and all that. They were taking extreme safety measures or security measures to keep people from seeing this vaccine that didn't need to see it. That's when I was alarmed.
Interesting that you mentioned the phone and taking a picture, because when I got my vaccine at the grocery store, I'm like, hey, can I take a picture of that? And they're like, no, there's some online.
Exactly.
My second shot was not a good experience. So yeah, I get it. Why are you hiding when people just want to know the truth? The entities will say something like, well, it's life-saving. Really? Okay. You were working at Pfizer. What else transpired?
First time I accidentally searched in our database, I found the graphene oxide report from Spain and fact-checked it because I heard on the Stu Peters show with Dr. Jane Ruby that they found graphene oxide in there from a scientist in Spain. Googled it and it said it was false. It said that Pfizer issued a statement that there was no evidence to support the claim and that the university has distanced itself from the work, yada, yada. But, oh, and it said that they found no conclusive evidence in their testing. And so whatever. But then when I found the report in our database from the scientist who found it, he said he found 99.9% conclusive visual comparison evidence that it matched graphene oxide almost identically under a microscope. But they requested more units because the unit they used was a used vial of the Pfizer vaccine. So it wasn't a full vial. And so they requested more samples. Well, as of today, he's done more interviews and said that they found like a number in the 20s. They found 20 bad units out of 100 that contain graphene oxide. And then I got in trouble with a lawyer from Pfizer because I made a post about it with the fact check. And in the fact check I shared, I know as a Pfizer employee that this is an incorrect statement. And this just goes to show that the fact checkers are wrong. And I got called by a Pfizer lawyer and preached to for an hour about that. And he said it didn't matter if it was true or false. I'm not allowed to talk about the company or tell people I work there.
Because do you sign, what is it, NDAs?
Yes, we do. But I hadn't signed any for a while because I started to notice some stuff and I told them I wouldn't. They were updating it at least once a month this year because they would add something like every time. And they just continued to make people be quiet. Like they literally changed the rules to don't talk to anti-vaxxers. Don't post on social media. Don't give your opinion about the workplace. Don't talk about Pfizer. Literally is what they say. And I'm like, I'm not signing this. I'm allowed to voice my opinions, you know? And I was actually considering quitting there for about a year and a half. I only have a 1 year of college education. And so I was nervous about leaving because they do pay us really well there and great benefits and stuff. So I was nervous about just up and quitting. And I was praying, God, you know, like, why do you got me here? Lead me wherever you want. You know, I'll be your servant, anything you want. And then he had me find these documents and it just kind of went off from there. The day I found the documents was August 20th. And I decided that day I wouldn't be coming back.
Got it. Does Pfizer mandate that you get their vaccine or any vaccine?
They weren't mandating it for a long time. Even when other people were really mandating it, they weren't. But then I think they got the peer pressure. Plus, they got the EUA authorization approved in August. And so then they mandated it the following week. I found the documents and a lot of my friends went and got it. I had messaged them. I wasn't really allowed to tell them what I'd done. I didn't want to get them in trouble. I didn't know what I was even going to do yet. And so I was just like, hey, don't get it. Don't get it. And I couldn't really tell them why. And it was really hard for me to do that. But I sat on those documents for about a month, not really sure what to do with them, because part of me felt guilty going against my company. I know that sounds odd, but it's kind of like Stockholm syndrome. Yeah. Everything I have is because of my job there. Everything. They've been good to us in the sense of benefits and pay. Not so much culture and how they treat us, but everything else is good. And
it's
so
like
I was
having a good, bad husband, right?
Yes. The rich, abusive husband that gives you the credit card, but then gives you a black eye too. It's just kind of like that. And it was really hard to stay there, but I had some very good friends who were also former Pfizer employees, only they quit because they were fed up and they sent me to Project Veritas and I didn't even know who they were till the day before the interview. So
yeah, let's talk about Project Veritas. So this is a whistleblower organization that you can come to, anyone can come to, or if you work for a pharmaceutical company.
Anybody. Yes. Okay. Anybody. They want all whistleblowers. Yes.
Okay. Have they helped you out thus far?
Yes, they helped me for the most part, but I will say, I mean, they're also media. So they are ready for the next story as soon as one's out the door. You know what I mean? I still hear Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, how are you doing? Things like that, but we've both kind of moved on, I think.
Got it. So at least you're protected. You're doing this interview with me. You're protected. You're giving us your opinion. You're giving us your experience.
Not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to give medical advice or tell you what to do with your body. I'm just stating why I'm not getting it, why I had skepticism working there, things like that.
Okay. If you're just not tuning in, we've got a new best friend. It's Melissa McAtee. She's the former Pfizer manufacturing quality auditor joining us this morning, born again Christian on a mission of exposing the truth that hides in the darkness. Different demographics in the world distrust the medical profession and our government. I'll just be honest, because of what has happened in the past.
If anyone has done their homework, anybody, if anybody has done any homework on government secret testing on the public, they would know they would know.
The things that happened to women during the enslavement was insane. How they would cut women open without anesthesia and mess with their bodies and dig in there. And most of the women were African American, right?
Yes. And one of the cell lines that they used to develop this vaccine is called HeLa cells, HeLa. And they're actually immortal cells taken from an African American woman from a cervical tumor that she had, that had cells that never died and never stopped replicating. And those are the cells they're using in these vaccines to, at the very least, develop them. I have suspicions that they're in there, but I can't prove that. They used those, and she didn't even give consent for that. They took it without her permission and exploited her autonomy for science, in the name of science, and her family didn't know about it for years. And this just happened in the 1950s.
I could talk to you forever, because I can go down that road of a lot of people that are incarcerated. They will sterilize you and not tell you, or sterilize you and tell you you can get out sooner. But I hear they're doing a lot of rewarding these days in the prison system. That's, you can watch a movie if you get your COVID shot. You can watch a football game if you get the COVID shot.
That is so sick.
Okay, so we can follow Melissa McAtee. All right. On Instagram, it's Melissa, just like it sounds, just like it is. McAtee is M-C-A-T-E-E 92. That's who she is on Instagram. Telegram, I got to get on there, Melissa. She's Melissa McAtee. Donations, give, send, go.com/Pfizer whistleblower. Are you afraid for your life? I hate to ask that question, but companies, if they're big enough, they will hush something up in creative ways. Let's just put it like that.
Oh, yes. No, I'm not suicidal at all. I fear for my life in the sense of, maybe if this gets big enough that they'll start giving attention to me. I haven't heard from them since my termination letter in October. And even before that, they didn't bother to talk to me after the whistleblower. They just fired me. I kind of think they're ignoring me and hoping I'll go away, kind of thing.
Well, you've got me stuck on fetal cells. Let's talk about fetal cells.
So the fetal cells, they use cell lines from an aborted fetus taken a while ago that are immortal replicating cells that never die. And they use them because it's cheaper than getting new aborted fetal cells all the time for their testing. So they basically grow them in petri dishes, this flesh, this tissue, these cells they make. And what they use it for is, that's how they test the efficiency of the vaccines. It's like comparing it to real cells. But my problem lies in, these aren't normal cells they're using it against. These are immortal replicating cell lines that never die. And to me, that sounds a lot like cancer to me. But the fetal cell lines, I cannot prove that they are in the vaccines, but they've been used before in vaccines, which a lot of people don't know, and that they very well could be in these vaccines. And if they aren't, at the very least, the graphene oxide and the Hydra cells are in there.
If we had to speed up to, what does this COVID shot really do to our bodies? Because I don't think we can sue if something happens to us down the line, if we die, right?
Nothing they're doing is legal. So I'm not really sure how it works when it's a legal activity. Like, sure, they may have immunity to being sued right now because it's all okay or whatever. But if the truth comes out, they definitely should be held accountable, and that should be thrown out the window. I personally believe that they're injecting millions of nanotech robots and parasites into you. And there is video proof of that. If you go to the Stu Peters Show and look up Dr. Carrie Madej, she has footage of it. She shows the proof. This is not a claim. This is evidence she shows. And it's alarming to see them moving around. They move like little robots. And the graphene oxide, it can form a network inside the body, and you can emit your own Bluetooth Wi-Fi signal.
So all those theories we've been hearing, where people...
Sadly, they're true. And I actually do have their documents talking about the nanotech and how it basically... They tell you it doesn't edit your DNA, but I have documents that say it enables permanent DNA editing, and that they are entering the cell and the genome and they're editing it. I can prove that with their own documents. And I don't know why they're lying about that. Most people that I tell this to that are like non-believers and they're not into all this, they're like, oh, cool. So I'll be like a cyborg or something. You know, that's their answer. And I'm like, you know, or you don't know if your thoughts are your thoughts, and you can just drop dead if they don't like you and disagree with you. Like, they take down your social media. I mean,
like a button, they can turn us on and turn us off. So what do you think is the bottom line? Some companies have apocalypse plans.
I think they see it as a win-win. I think if they see it as, they see it as like a mad scientist experiment. And if it goes good and they can control the masses, great, they win. But if it drops people dead too, then they still win because they're also for depopulation, which I also found documents in Pfizer's database talking about depopulation and the successful methods of it.
You're scaring me. Okay.
Well, how do you think I felt when I saw it? That's why I had to go on a mental health leave because I'm like, my whole family got this, you know? So
did your whole family get it? Did you get it?
I did not. I was kind of deceived by my family. They were leading me to believe they hadn't gotten it, weren't going to get it, but already had gotten it when I'd found the documents. My middle sister, who has my niece, is thankfully not vaccinated, and neither is my, she didn't do my niece either, which makes me thankful and that they believe me now, because they didn't really believe me, you know? I mean, I don't really blame them. I had a hard time believing myself. That's why I had to have the documents analyzed by many other people before I decided to come forward.
I've been trying to score interviews with nurses who literally quit November 31st. They're trying to get out of there and get their money because they just didn't feel right. Have you talked to nurses who have the inside the hospitals? Like, are there more vaccinated people that are getting sick and dying or unvaccinated people sick and dying?
Well, my mother-in-law is an RN and she works at a NICU unit where she deals with premature babies. And she has many horror stories about unvaccinated that are dying from COVID and all of that, or she'll say she doesn't know if they were vaccinated. She's fully vaccinated and plans on getting the booster. She kind of thinks me and her son are just playing a little game with our friends on the internet. So she wants to get the booster. And actually, as of today, they've been diagnosed with COVID and they're fully vaccinated. So we'll see how that goes with them. They're very sick, so prayers would be appreciated. But for the most part, Jodi O'Malley is another whistleblower that came forward to Project Veritas. Actually, she's the one who inspired me to come forward, gave me the confidence in coming forward, I should say. And she was a HHS nurse. Like, she worked in a federal hospital dealing with Native Americans, and people who have less vitamin D tend to be more prone to death. And Native Americans, Hispanics, African Americans, they tend to suffer more because of the lack of vitamin D. And so she got to see firsthand how different they were. And she said her good coworker, nurse friend died from getting the vaccine. And so she said she's seen both sides. And if you would like to talk to her as well, I can refer her to you so you can interview her as well.
Definitely. Because, you know, doing radio and TV, you got to show both sides in a sense. You know, and you just.
Well, that's the only fair way to do it. If people don't know truth on both sides, they're not going to be able to make an educational decision.
But if your job is telling you you get the vaccine or you get fired, or they say religious exemptions are accepted, but I've been hearing horror stories about that.
The trick is to not put the fetal cell lines. Do not put the fetal cell lines for your religious exemption. That's where they're denying you, because some people, depending on what vaccine you're claiming to get or whatever. So like Pfizer was able to get away with denying religious exemptions until my whistleblow, because they were telling people, actively letting the lie get out there that they use no fetal cells. So they were actively denying everyone's religious exemptions who included fetal cells, because they were being told that Pfizer's was special and did not use fetal cell lines. But as we can see from my emails, that isn't true.
It just reminds us, I don't know, transparency that we're looking for so desperately in companies that basically control our lives. We just want to trust you. That's all. But do they really want to help us and tell us the truth?
They want to treat us like we're so stupid we couldn't possibly understand, and we just need to trust them.
Okay. All right.
Kind of how they treat it.
Right. But pitting the vaccinated against the non-vaccinated is the worst thing, but we do it in politics.
We let ourselves get divided by every little thing. And I think it's because we're bored with our lives. Humans aren't meant to sit around all day in front of a TV or in front of a screen. We're supposed to be out working the land, preparing meals for the day, building houses, helping the community, things like that. And now it's like we're bored and angry, just sitting around and wanting to find people to argue with or to hate for just because they think differently than us. Or no two people in the world have the same life experience. So to expect two people to agree or think the same on everything is crazy.
So, well, that brings me to my next question, talking about similarities. Are all the vaccines the same? I know you're not in every lab. I know that Johnson & Johnson is what? One shot, Moderna's two shots, Pfizer's two shots. How do they know which one is better? And are they the same?
Well, from my documents, I can at least say that Pfizer uses a lot of Moderna stuff in their database. From what I've seen, in my opinion, I think they're the same exactly, the Pfizer and Moderna ones. Johnson & Johnson, I'm wondering, there must be something different because it is only one shot. But at the same time, maybe they just weren't thinking when they made that. Like, maybe they were like, oh, crap, you guys are doing two, you know, like we could have been making double money. Dang it. You know, like,
and let's go to the money trail. Let's go to the money trail, because I know I've only got about 15 to 20 more minutes with you. Money trail. When you want to find out dirt, follow the money. So how much do you think these manufacturers, these pharmaceutical companies, are making a day?
I know that Pfizer alone has invested $2.5 billion, at least as of up to when I found the documents around that time. I don't really know what it could be now. But honestly, I haven't really followed the money trail just because I have found the corruption in other ways. I know Albert Bourla knows what he's doing. I know that he knows what he's doing. He's not a stupid guy. He's the face of the company, and he's not just the fall guy. At least I don't think so. And he kind of called me out in an interview where he said the people who are spreading the disinformation about the company are murdering people. He's the one actively knowing he's murdering people, and he's okay with it. So
the game hasn't changed, just the players. And the players' advisor has changed, right? Ownership? Haven't they gone through like three owners?
Well, I know that my plant, I was technically hired by Hospira, is what it used to be. And they're the same thing as Pfizer, just a different name, basically different brand. And Pfizer bought them in 2015, I think, because they were kind of sinking. Hospira was, due to multiple issues they were having with sterility issues. And by the way, they told me on the day they hired us in our orientation that the pharmaceutical plant is only second to the cleanest and most sterile to a computer chip manufacturer, is what they told us. They said that, you know, we're so clean and we're so great, but they constantly have mold issues. They constantly have cardboard in their product issues. Like, it's been a reoccurring thing. And don't get me wrong, it's still cleaner than like a food place where they make food and stuff. And obviously we have our aseptic areas where you're totally covered head to toe and gowning. But for the most part, it's really not that clean. And it bothered me when I first started working there. And I have said, since I got hired in NQ, I hope to God I go to a hospital unconscious. Because if I go conscious, I'm going to be wanting to visually inspect every product. I'm going to be wanting to look up every lot number that they give me. That's how distrustful I am of the place. And almost all of my coworkers agree with that. Pfizer actually gives out surveys for us to answer every now and then. And they asked you, how likely are you to recommend a Pfizer product to a family member in the hospital? A lot of people said zero. And they didn't, of course, release that study because why would they? Their employees are very skeptical of their work.
So when you talk about pallets of COVID vaccines from Pfizer, that's what we're talking about this morning. Do you think they ship different pallets to different zip codes for different demographics?
I definitely don't think every plant is producing the real vaccine. I definitely think there's placebos involved. I personally, when I was Googling what Pfizer plants are producing the COVID vaccine, our plant wasn't even listed, which I thought was odd. So it almost makes me feel like we're making the real one, the one that's harming people. And the placebos are the ones that are all at the other plants that people just know about. And we get our components, like let me give you an example here. The product turns into a liquid from a powder solution, usually powder liquid solution. It comes in powders and bags that are unmarked, unlabeled, and they have no idea what they are mixing. No Pfizer employee on my level knows what is in the vaccine. And when I emailed them and I said, hi, I'm concerned about allergies and stuff like that, I'd like to know what the ingredients are in the vaccine. And they sent me the CDC link. And I said, I am a Pfizer employee. I would like you to tell me what is in our drug. I don't trust the CDC. And I gave 10 reasons why I didn't trust the CDC, including the Tuskegee Project, the Operation Dark Winter. I named many and they never responded. So they don't even tell their own employees what's in there. And the people who are mixing it blindly.
Wow. That's like, that's like a cake mix. You don't know if it's Betty Crocker or Duncan.
Yes, and they don't have to, because they call it like, it's kind of like there's this loophole in our laws with the FDA that if it's a secret family recipe type deal, you don't have to tell everybody what's in it.
I know Pfizer has an EUA. Talk about an EUA. I'm not sure if Johnson & Johnson has it or Moderna.
So that does not mean that the FDA has said this is safe and effective after much study and data. What they're saying is, yeah, we're in an emergency situation, so we're going to allow this to be given to you for now. That's literally all it means.
Okay. Have you been sitting up in bed or late at night thinking about the outcome of this whole thing?
I did a lot at first. Honestly, I think God's kind of given me some peace with it, no matter the outcome. But I don't know what their ultimate end goal is. I know the documents I've seen, they mention depopulation, they mention the nanotechnology, they mention all these things, but I still haven't quite figured out why they'd want to kill their supporters who they didn't have to hold a gun to their head to make them follow them. Instead, they're going to have us left, these anti-vaxxers, these people who don't trust them, who they're going to have to fight tooth and nail to get to do everything. So I still don't really understand why they'd want all of the supporters of them to just drop, you know? So I don't understand that.
But the glowing of the vaccine in the vial is disturbing. So I wonder if we glow, right?
You know, no one will let me test on them. No one will let me see. If you're recently vaccinated with a Pfizer COVID vaccine, prick your finger and see if it glows. Like, I want to know because I'm not vaccinated. And of course, I don't want to prick anybody's finger, but I would love to look at their veins under a black light or something just to see, because I don't know why else. Why else does it glow if it's not to track who's been vaccinated and who hasn't? Because you could also look at it, because the reason they use it in testing is to track the movement of the cells and how the medication or the chemical is infiltrating the cells, things like that. They track it that way, but there's no reason it should actually be going into us. So
remember back, I'm going to say back in the day, but not long ago, we were really on this topic of chemtrails. What chemicals are they dropping?
Oh, right? That I have no idea now. I've heard so many different ones.
If they're dropping chemicals, you can kind of create the disease.
You can also keep people's pineal gland inactive, and so that they're not thinking how they normally would. Something I've been studying recently is fluoride in our water and fluoride in a lot of our stuff. I'm not, you know, new agey by any means, but I do believe our pineal gland was created by God for a reason. And they're trying to calcify it for some reason. And I don't really know why, because fluoride calcifies your pineal gland. Yet it's been proven not that long ago that fluoride isn't required for dental care. So why they're putting it in our water supposedly under that guise, I don't know. So now I have a water filter of fluoride. And
right. That's what our dentist told us when we were kids. You better brush your teeth with fluoride.
Yeah.
You get cavities. Okay. Take us into the plant. I've only got about 15 more minutes with you. Take us into the plant. Employees of Pfizer, we're only talking about Pfizer today, is mixing up batches of liquid for the COVID vaccine and not know, like this is like a bad movie that's come true.
Hollywood has been mocking us since they were created. Hollywood is literally designed to taunt the masses, I believe, in my opinion, and to give us idols to worship. What else are they for? I'm not a fan of Hollywood, in case you can't tell.
Well, your movies are the reality that's unfolding in front of us. And it just desensitizes us.
It does. And it makes it laughable. The things you and me are talking about, it makes us laughable like we're loons. Like that's only in the movies.
Yeah.
But where do you think they got the idea for the movie?
Exactly. I've done a show with only one doctor about giving our kids the vaccine. That part right there is just, my kids are grown, thank goodness, and they got to experience real school and college. But
yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, the younger they're getting, the less they know. I asked my sisters if they knew what the Nuremberg Code was, and they had no idea.
Tell us.
The Nuremberg Code is what they implemented after World War II when they defeated Germany and all of that. And as you know, Hitler and his men were doing sick experiments on people, including injecting things into them. And so the Nuremberg Code was instituted to protect us from that, so that we have to have full disclosure of everything that they're trying to inject to us. Well, they're actually trying to get rid of that right now, and I can't imagine why.
Okay, so for newborns, which always disturbed me, they would shoot them up before you could even touch them.
I never understood that, when they can't tell you when they're not feeling well. Why are we doing that? Like, my mother-in-law looked me in the eye last year and she said, please tell me that you're going to vaccinate my grandbabies. And I said, I don't know, we'll see. Because this was, you know, like a year ago. I was like, I don't know, I'm getting really sketched out here. I'm going to have to do a lot of homework and stuff. She goes, Melissa, babies will die if they're not vaccinated. And I go, hold on. If that's true, how did we evolve for thousands, millions of years or whatever you guys believe, and only progressing and getting better if babies absolutely need vaccines? Vaccines are fairly new to the human existence. So it's really odd to me that that's the thought process, that if babies don't get vaccinated, they're going to die, when really they have the best immune system out of anybody walking around. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's necessary at all to vaccinate babies, especially with an experimental drug.
Wow. It's just mind blowing. And, you know, we're like, oh, I can't wait for 2022. I don't know if I want to look behind that curtain.
Starting to think we're in tribulation at this point, because I get hope that it'll get better, but then I receive nasty hate like I did this week, you know, and I'm like, oh, there's still those people out there that think I'm fake.
But isn't that the job? It's to divide and conquer. We've always had that premise. We've always been on that page. And you were talking about Germany and how the cruel ways that they would treat people. I mean, Germany was getting there and, you know, getting some secrets from us, and we were getting some secrets and tips
from
them.
Operation Paperclip. Do you know how many, of Hitler's men were killed in the trials? 12. Do you know how many he had? Hundreds of thousands. Where'd they go? Okay. They came here and they got jobs and they had kids and they taught their kids stuff. That's exactly who's here. That's exactly when people are like, trust the scientists, trust the doctors. I'm like, are they family doctors? Are they family scientists? And who are their ancestors? I want to know.
Right. And we want to trust our doctors, but we have pharmaceutical companies who are pumping so much money into medical schools. They're teaching
Pfizer's
them exactly.
Paying for the advertisements of the vaccine. And we think that we're just supposed to. Here's how I see it, is who are you going to trust, the car salesman or the people who built the car? That's how I see it. They're trying to sell something always.
Well, yeah, everything's an experiment. And I don't know, since Bezos went to in space, that, you know, that they've confirmed that, hey, we got a way out.
They think we do. Even Bill Nye told us that Earth is a closed system and there's no way we could live off planet. They're thinking that they can escape their fate of judgment from God, and they can't. That's what they're hoping for, I think.
Our whistleblower, our Pfizer whistleblower, is joining us this morning. She's our new best friend. It's Melissa McAtee, the former Pfizer manufacturing quality auditor. We want to thank you. I know we're closing up right now, but I want to thank you for being so brave and coming forth, and you being born again Christian on a mission. I love it. I love it. I don't know. What can you leave us with? Seems like a dark hole we're going down, Melissa.
I just want people to know that I'm a genuine person. Anybody who knows me, and I'm pretty well known, especially out at Pfizer, I'm not a liar. And almost, if you ask any Pfizer employee, if you know someone who works at Pfizer, ask them the things I'm saying and see if they tell you, because they should, because it's true. At the very least, it's true in the McPherson, Kansas plant. But something else I'd like to leave you with is, please do not be mean or nasty to people who disagree with you. The vaccinated should not be being mean to the unvaccinated, and vice versa. We never get anywhere with more division. We need to unite and understand that, hey, we may not disagree, but show me your evidence and I'll show you mine. That's kind of what we should be doing. But I have yet to really see any evidence that these vaccines don't contain graphene oxide, or that these, except from Pfizer, telling you to trust them, that it's not in there. We haven't seen proof that there's not nanotechnology in these. We haven't seen proof that it doesn't glow. I've seen plenty of Photoshop photos on the internet of the vaccine, and I can tell they're Photoshop because I have the real photos, but we haven't seen their proof that it's not. Yet we have to keep proving all our claims, which we are. And one of my last recommendations is, if you're interested in all of this, to go search out the Stu Peters show on Rumble. and to look at his doctors he has on the show, because they almost always come with evidence and proof of their claims.
And that's the Stu Peter Show?
Stu Peter Show. And it's on Rumble. S-T-E-W and then Peters.
Got it. I think there's more. There was a lot of, if you posted anything about COVID or you talked about it on YouTube, you were basically put in jail, right? Social media jail, because they did not want it. But now it's interesting how I'm able to do a show with you now. There's things online.
I think it's because they're starting to not be able to hide things. They're going to have to learn, like, if we hide this, it makes us look more bad, because they're guilty just as much as Big Pharma, because they're suppressing the truth. And then they're throwing fact checks on there that just simply aren't true. And it's misleading a lot of people.
I wish more nurses would be able to talk candidly about what's really going on.
I mean, honestly, some of the nurses I've talked to, just, I get a lot of messages, and I don't get to all of them, but the ones that I do get to, there are nurses everywhere who were like, I'm starting to get freaked out at my job because of this or that, like people who are vaccinated are dying, yet I'm not allowed to put that they were vaccinated, you know, like things like that. And they're starting to wake up, some of them. Unfortunately, the ones in my family are still a little asleep, but we're hoping to wake them up a little bit more. We're doing the best we can.
Yeah, the horror stories that they were talking about, it was just heartbreaking. The ventilators that were basically killing folk.
Yes, and the remdesivir, which Pfizer also makes. And I also have photos of that, and it is very glittery. Almost looks like, you know, the lava lamps that are liquid with the glitter. It kind of looks like that, which again is nothing like anything else we make. So, and I see millions of units. Like I have to visually, manually inspect hundreds of units like this all day, and nothing acts like these two products, especially the vaccine.
Which takes us back to those old movies. Remember Frankenstein and those mad scientists? Like, they would not leave the basement until they finished.
And that's kind of what we're dealing with, honestly, is they're mad scientists. They're mad scientists and psychopaths. We sound like crazy people talking about them, because it is crazy. Us normal people don't think this way. We wouldn't think of depopulating the earth for our benefit, but they certainly would. So
yeah, it's all about the money. I don't know if you want to go to
power.
Money, power, disfranchising people. It's the American way. Come on.
I don't understand who would want to control people. Like, that sounds so boring and so hard. I don't understand why they'd want that, but whatever.
I got the answer. They're very unhappy with themselves.
Yep.
So
there's healing in Jesus, repent and have faith. That's kind of my motto.
All right. Let's follow Melissa on Instagram. It's Melissa McAtee and the numbers 92 at Melissa McAtee 92. Telegram, Melissa McAtee. You have a lot of documentation out there, just so you'll know. The donation page is givesendgo.com/Pfizer whistleblower. Now, Pfizer is kind of interesting to spell. It's P-F-I-Z-E-R. Yay. So much luck to you. I don't know if I want to call it luck or success. Much success.
My vision of success is the mandate stopping. If people want to get it, let them get it. But the mandate's absolutely stopping. If I could halt the whole production, I would. But I don't know. I don't know how far gone we are. I have hope, but I don't know.
Right. Because what's that booster about? Yeah.
my fully vaccinated family has all gotten COVID at least once after being vaccinated, and I haven't yet, and I'm not vaccinated. So.
Oh my gosh. All right. Get with Melissa. Melissa McAtee. givesendgo.com/Pfizer whistleblower. I want to thank you for bringing light to the dark time.
Well, thank you for having me on and giving me the chance to expose it.
You're welcome. Well, your 1 hour of public talk radio is up. I don't know where the time goes, but we had a good one there with Melissa, didn't we? Well, I'm Francine Marie, hostess of The Mostest. We will see you next weekend. Same time, same station, right? Okay, you're going to have a great year. Something's going to happen. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.